Parshas Miketz, the first pasuk, Vayihi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim, and it was at the end of two full years, Uparo Cholim, and Paro had a dream, Vino Eimed Al Yor, and he was standing by the river. Now we know the reason why Yosef was left in the Bor in prison for another 2 years. The Medrash says because since Yosef told the Sar HaMashkim that Kiyim Tzichartani, you should please remember me, and instead of the second time, Vihizkartani El Paro, you should remember me to Paro. So since he put his trust in the Sar HaMashkim, that's why Hashem left Yosef another 2 years in prison. And that's why the Pasuk says a lashon of Vayihi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim, it was the end of a complete 2 years. So the question is, why does it say Shinosayim Yomim? Yomim usually means days. Here it means a year. So what does a year have to do with days? So some of Farshim say that really this was a Yisurim, this was like a punishment back to Yosef. So Yosef HaTzadik was Mekabel, accepted this punishment from Hashem, B'simcha. And to him, these 2 years were like 2 days. So that's why it says it's Lashon of Shinosayim Yomim. Really, it means 2 years, but it's a Lashon of 2 days. Now, Rashi explains the word Miketz. When it says Vayihi Miketz, Rashi says Kitargumoi, like the Targum says, Misaif, at the end. In other words, really, it's a Kasha. The Pasuk just should have said Vayihi Shinosayim Yomim of Paro Cholim. It was 2 years, and then Paro dreamt. Why does it have to say Vayihi Miketz, it was the end? So Rashi explains it means Saif, the end. In other words, don't think Miketz means like in the middle, but some part, but it means no, a complete 2 years. Now the question, what is the Pasuk teaching us Vayihi Miketz? What is it adding, it was the end? And really the Medrash Rabbah says like this. And the Medrash Rabbah here brings down the Pasuk in Iyov that says Ketz Som LaChoshech. That Ketz has to do with Choshech, with the blackness, that the Medrash says that's the Yetzer. And one shot it says is that Neku Yetzer Min Olam Ein Oifel V'Tzamavos B'Olam. When we take away the Yetzer from the world, then there's no more blackness. Dovracha, the Medrash says, is that Zman Nosam LeYosef Kama Shonim Yiyosav Yafele V'Beis Asurim. There was a set amount of time that Hashem put away to punish Yosef, that he has to be like in this dungeon, in the prison. Kivon Shegia Ketz, when it came the time, the end of Yosef's punishment, is Choloim Paro Choloim. That's when Paro had his dream. So what the Medrash is explaining to us is that it wasn't just a coincidence that now is the time when Paro had his dream, and now is the time when Yosef was saved and they pulled him out of the bor. But rather the opposite way. That when Hashem put Yosef into the bor, into prison, Hashem only put him there for 2 years. That was the choshech of 2 years. And now when the time was up of the choshech, now was the time that automatically the light has to come. In other words, Hashem only put him in there for 2 years. Now that the 2 years is up, now comes the dream, means now comes the or after the choshech. So that's what the first pasuk is telling us. Vayihi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim. It was now the end of the 2 years that Hashem wanted to put Yosef in prison. And since the time is up, therefore Paro now dreamt in order that Yosef should be saved. And the pshat is, like Chazal say, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boira the Refuah before the Makkah. That means before Hashem punishes a Jew, He automatically creates the refuah, the healing, for the punishment. And the reason is because when Hashem punishes a Jew, He doesn't stop want to be wicked, be mean to the Jew, just to give him the punishment, but rather He wants to teach him to become good. So it's there for a purpose to make us good. So as soon as we learn from the punishment, right away the refuah, the healing is there. Here also, like Yosef had to learn a 2 year lesson. Like that he had a chesaron, and we'll soon talk about what he did wrong, not to have enough trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after the 2 years are up that he learned his lesson, right away came the chaloyim, came his salvation. And really, this being Shabbos Chanukah, the same thing is about Chanukah that we spoke out the Medrash that says, That the Greeks, they wanted to put Choshech into the world. Now Choshech here was saying, the Medrash says, that's the Yetzirah. In other words, that Hashem punished Klal Yisrael at the times by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, like we spoke of, because the Bach said that the Klal Yisrael was being misrashal in the Avodah. They were taking it easy. They didn't appreciate that much the Yor HaTorah that they had. So Hashem had to put in Klal Yisrael the Choshech, the Yevonim, like to take away the Yor HaTorah for a certain amount of time, that we should learn our lesson to appreciate the Yor HaTorah, to appreciate the Torah Shabbat Peh. But as soon as Klal Yisrael learned the lesson, when the Chashmonoim came and were Moisa Nefesh to get the Avodah back, right away Hashem made the nest of Chanukah, that the Choshech of the Yevonim went away, and we were Zeicha to keep the Yor HaTorah that we have Ad Bizman Hazeh, and like we spoke about, will keep us going up until Yemos HaMashiach, until the Mashiach will come in Mitzvah Hashem. Now, when the Medrash wants to explain exactly what Yosef did wrong, what his avera was, the Medrash dashes the pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Ashrei hagever asher som Hashem miftachoi," like fortunate is the person that has bitochen, has trust in Hashem. So Chazal dashin ze Yosef, that he had tremendous bitochen in Hashem. Then the pasuk says, "Voloifono el rehovim," that he did not turn to the arrogant. So the Gemara, the Medrash says, Ze Yosef, that Ayidei Sha'om Malasar HaMashkim Zechartani Vizkartani is Nisosef Lo Yishteshonim, that because he had trust in the Sar HaMashkim, that's why Hashem put him in prison for 2 years. So everybody asks a question on this Medrash like it's a stira from the beginning till the end. At the beginning he wants to talk about the greatness of Yosef, that Yosef was a great Baal Bitochen, he had tremendous trust in Hashem, and that's the beginning of the Pasuk, Ashrei HaGever Asher Som Hashem Eftachoi, that's Yosef. So how come we dash and then the end of the Pasuk, V'loifon HaRehovim, Pashut means like Rishoyim, bad people, that turn to the arrogant, so the Chazal dash and that also goes on Yosef, like it's a theorem. Was Yosef a Baal Bitochen, or wasn't he? And the Beis HaLevi explains like this, like really the question is, what did Yosef do wrong by putting his trust in the Sar HaMashkim? A person is supposed to make his shtadlis. He's supposed to try and do things on your own. Really, with Dashin, the Pasuk says, V'yosafta digonecho, and the Gemara Brochus Dashins, Hinig ben minig derech eretz. The person has the right to go make a panosa, make a livelihood. You have a right to do some work to try and make something. So what's so wrong if Yosef went to ask somebody to help him out? He explains like this, that really, really a person is supposed to have complete trust only in Hashem, total bitochen in Hashem, and really he doesn't have to have any ishtadlis, any of his own work. But the pshat is that not everybody is at that great madrega, and some people have to work in order to get to the madrega of bitochen. So you're allowed to be mishtadli, you're allowed to do things in order to realize that at the end everything comes from Hashem. Just like we say, mitoch shelo lishmo bo lishmo, that certain times you have to do things shelo lishmo in order to come to lishmo. So therefore it explains that how much ishtadlis, how much work you have to do, is different upon each person. That the more greater the person is in trust in Hashem, the less he himself has to do. So really here by Yosef, all that he did his own was that he spoke to the Sar HaMashkim 2 times to please remember me. He didn't do an action, he just did a small dibur. So if the Torah, like Hashem, was angry at Yosef for doing this, like at his great madrega, this proves how great of a Baal Bitochen he was. He was so great in the Inyan of Bitochen, he had so much trust in Hashem, that at his great level, he shouldn't have even spoke to the Sar HaMashkim to ask him to help him out. Because he was at the total madrega of Bitochen, to realize that everything comes only from Hashem and we can't do anything to help it out. So since the Pasuk says that Yosef did a chet by asking the Sar HaMashkim, that's the proof how great of a Baal Bitochen Yosef was. So that's Pshat on the Pasuk. Ashrei HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem. That's Yosef, that he was the greatest Baal Bitochen we have. And therefore, when he went to ask the Sar HaMashkim to help him out, just for 2 words, for that it was called an Avera for him, and therefore he got put 2 years in prison. Then Rashi explains the end of the Pasuk, V'ina Oymed Al Hayor, that Paro was standing by the river. So Rashi says that the rest of the rivers were not called Yor, because only Nilus had like canals, that from Nilus the water overflowed and filled up all the canals that went into all the different lands. So in other words, the pshat is like this, that Paro now is going to have a dream about what's going to be 7 years. There's going to be plenty of food, and then it's going to be 7 years of no food. So now, how do we have food? That's if Nilus overflows and there's plenty of water, it's Mashke Soritz, the things grow. And if there's no water, then it doesn't grow. So therefore, it has to start off saying that this dream was by the Yor, because what's going to be depends upon the Yor, how the flow of water will be. Then the Psukim talk about the dream that Paro had, that first he dreamt that seven cows came up looking good, that Yefois Mara Uvriya is Basar, they looked healthy and good. And it says about Tireno Bochu, and it says that they grazed in the grass. In other words, they were together. Then it says another seven cows came up looking very bad and skinny, and they stood next to the other cows by the Sfas Hayor. Then it says, "Vatochalnu haparus royis tamara v'dakas abosu v'shev haparus v'yis tamara v'abrios v'yikats paro." That the skinny ones swallowed up the fat ones, and then Paro woke up. And then it says he went back to sleep, and he had a second dream. And then again, sheva shibola moilas b'kornu echod, that seven stalks of corn came up b'korn echod with one stalk. Brios v'tayv is looking very good. Then it says again, seven stalks came up, skinny ones, and again, the skinny ones swallowed up the good-looking ones. And then, v'yikatz paro v'hinei chaloim, and Paro woke up, and that was the dream. Now, in the Sefer Shem Shmuel, his medayik in the two dreams, that when it speaks about the healthy cows and about the good corns of ears, it says, Lashon of Achdus, they were together. It says, v'atireno b'ochu, that they grazed together. And it says, Oilus Bekona Echo, they came up in one stalk. When it talks about the weak ones, the bad cows and the bad stalks, it doesn't say they were together. And he explains, because really the Zoya says that when good, when Toiva comes in the world, that's from Misitra the Kedusha. Comes from the Kedusha. Mashenkin, when bad comes in the world, that's from Misitra the Misava, that's like from the Yetzahara, from the bad. So the pshat is like this, that how do we have Kedusha? What's the Sheris of Kedusha? That's when Klai Yisrael is together, when there's Achdus and Achva in Klai Yisrael. That's when we have Kedusha. So therefore here also, the Toiva that came down was through Achdus. Mashenken, when there's Pirud, when there's separation, that's when the Yetzirah has his Koyach. Therefore the bad ones doesn't say any Achdus, they weren't together. It was only separate ones. That's how we have the Koyach of the Ra in the world. Then in Pasuk Chesed says, Vayihi v'aboiker was first in the morning, v'tifoyim ruchai, that it bothered Paro. V'yishlach v'yikru es kol chartumei mitzrayim v'yizkoch hachameom v'yizabha paro lem es chaloyma v'yem poysoi soma paro. First in the morning it bothered Paro about his dream, that he went to ask around for an interpretation of the dream. And the Ramban is medayik that at the middle of the night when he dreamt it, it didn't bother him so much. It was first, like the Pasuk says, in the morning that it bothered Paro. And the Ponim Yofos explains like this. Like the Gemara says that Yosef was freed, came out of the Beis HaSurim on Rosh Hashanah. And the Pshat, as he says, is that at night time, that's the time that Chazal say the nations get their judgment. In other words, night time is the bad time for judgment. That's when Hashem judges the nations. Mashenken Klai Yisrael gets their din first, the first 3 hours of the day, like in Rosh Hashanah, during the first 3 hours of the day, that's when Hashem judges Klai Yisrael. So now Yosef was judged on Rosh Hashanah, and in the daytime, that's when he became freed. And this is like we said before, that Vihi Miketz Shenasayim Shana means that the reason why Paro had his dream now was because now was the time that Yosef had to be freed. It was the end of the 2 years of Cheshech, of imprisonment, that now came the time to be freed. So when was this time to be freed? By day. So therefore, that was the time that bothered Paro. At night time, it didn't bother him so much, because it wasn't the end of the 2 years yet. It wasn't the time to go out. But now, when it came to the daytime, on the Rosh Hashanah in the day, this was the time that Yosef was supposed to go out free. Now it started to bother Paro, in order that Yosef should be able to be freed. Then Pasuk Tes, it says, Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin Es Paro Lemor, that the Sar HaMashkin spoke to Paro, Es Chatoi Ani Maskir Ayoim. Now, the question is, what does the Pasuk say, Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin Es Paro Lemor? It should have said that the Sar HaMashkin spoke to Paro. It should have said, Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin El Paro. What's this lashon of Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin Es Paro? So the Rechaim wants to say that the Pshat is that he did not talk directly to Paro. He spoke to a messenger in between. And this other person, the Shliach, was telling it over to Paro. So that's the lashon of Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin Es Paro, means the words were told over to Paro. But I call upon him, he said, he told over the story that we were in prison and we had a dream then. Vishomi tonu nar ivri eved lesara tabochim. That we had a dream there when we were in prison, and there was a nar, ivri, an eved, l'sara tabochim, and he explained to us our dreams. So Rashi explains when they said this lashon of nar, ivri, and eved, Rashi says, Arurim horishoyim, the rishoyim are cursed, shein toivosim shleima, when they want to do good, it's not a complete good. Now that the Sar HaMashkin wanted to do good to Yosef, to remember him to Paro, still he couldn't say a good word. He had to say a lashon of bizoyin, of nar, means shoita. He's like a fool. V'yein roi l'gdula, he's not fit to be great. Ivri means afilu l'shenenu ein amakir. He's from the other side, he's a Jew, he does not know our language. Eved, why is it, what did he say, he's a slave for him? To tell the Kosa b'dimusei Mitzrayim shein eved meilech lelevish bigdei sorim, that it's written in their laws by the Mitzrayim that an eved, a slave, cannot be a ruler and he cannot wear the clothing of a ruler. So in other words, even though now he was going to do something good to Yosef, but a Rosha, the Mitzias of a Rosha, is that he can't say good. Even if he tries to do good, it doesn't come out. And from this the Mashgiach Abiruchim says that every person has to look at himself. That even though certain times you want to talk good about somebody, and it comes out, you slip, you start talking bad about somebody. So you have to be careful to see really where you're holding. That a tzaddik likes to do good, and his good is shalim. It's a complete good. Mashenken rishoyim, wicked people, even when they try and do good, it just doesn't come out. Because that's the mitzias. If they're not shalom inside them, they can't say good about other people. It never comes out shalom, a complete good. There's always some doifi, some lie, some bad mixed into it. And then Pasuk Yudalit says that Vayishlach Paro Vayikras Yosef, then Paro sent for Yosef, Vayiritzu min abor, they pulled them out from the bor, Vayigalach, they gave him a haircut, Vayichalif Simoisov, they changed his clothing, Vayovayo Paro, and he came to Paro. And Rashi explains, why did he take a haircut? So Rashi explains, Mifnei Kvoid Halmalchus, to give respect to the king. So the question is, what's the chiddush here? Pshita? Of course, he was in prison now for 2 years. He must have looked pretty bad. And now before he comes to the king, of course he has to dress up nicely and he has to take a haircut. Why does Rashi have to explain here for the Medrash Rabbah, Mifnei Kvoid HaMalchus, to give special respect to the king? Because the Teretz says, because really the Mefarshim asked the question, like we said before, that Chazal say that Yosef was freed on Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out that today is Rosh Hashanah, and we know the Avos, the Tzadikim, were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So of course Yosef was also Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So the question is, we know you're not allowed to take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah, so how could Yosef let himself have a haircut? And that's what Rashi comes to answer, that here there was an Indian of Kovet HaMalchus. It was like a mitzvah what he was doing. And the Chassam Sofer said, that the Locher is, that Avadi, he had a goy do it. And you're allowed to have a goy, a shvus, is mutter b'moka mitzvah. So here, since it was a mitzvah of Kavod HaMalchus, therefore he was allowed to have a goy, give him a haircut even on Rosh Hashanah. Agav, the reason why Yosef was freed on Rosh Hashanah, because we know the union of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up his kingdom. Hashem is a melech, gives judgment on the world, on Rosh Hashanah, that's Malchus. Now here also, Yosef now, in his dream he had, that he was going to be the melech. And this was the beginning now, that Yosef was about to take over Mitzrayim, to become like the melech of Mitzrayim. Therefore, it's good that in Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaMalchus, that's when Yosef became freed in order to start to become the Melech of Mitzrayim. Now, in this Lashon of Vayiritzuhu min habor, and they pulled him up hastily. Vayiritzuhu means very fast. So the Sepurim explains, Kederach kol tshuas Hashem. This is the way Hashem always saves the Jews. K'moy rega, in a second. K'yomar, the Pasuk says, Ki k'roi v'yishuas ilovai. Like the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem will come very close, very soon. And the same thing by Yetzias Mitzrayim is brought down. K'gorshim v'mitzrayim, shlo hispik b'tzeikum, shlo avasein l'hachmitz. That they were thrown out fast. In other words, Yeshua Shashem Kerafayin, and the Pshat is like we said before, that the Yeshua, Yosef was saved now, because now was the end of the time of his punishment. Now was the end of the 2 years, so the split second, at the end of the time, when he was supposed to be freed, that came the time to be freed. So that's why Yiritzu, right now he was freed, this is the second, the end of the punishment, that it's time for him to be freed. Another pshat I saw, it talks about the godless, the greatness of Yosef. That right after Sheni, when Paro told to Yosef what happened, that he had his dream, and please interpret it. So the Pasuk says right away in Pasuk Tezayin, Vayan Yosef. And Yosef answered as Paro, Paro Lema saying, Bilodoi, it's not up to me, but rather Elokim Yan Eshleim Paro. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one that will answer Paro. Like Rashi says, Bilodai means Ein HaChochma Mishali. The wisdom is not mine. Elo Elokim Yana Yiten Aniyah Bepi Lishleim Paro. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will put into my mouth what interpretation of your dream is. Now this was a tremendous mila of Yosef. That here he was imprisoned for 12 years. 10 years before and his last 2 years. And all of a sudden they pulled him up hastily and they brought him in front of Paro. So his mamash fatumot, he didn't have time to think over what he should really say to Paro. And the first thing he answers right away is that Bilodoi Elokim Yanesh Leim Paro. This shows like how much bitochen he had in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the first thing that came out of his mouth, after such a hardship of 12 years, and then being driven straight to the king, the first thing he said was, not that it's up to me, like I want to be saved now, I went through such a hard time, 12 years already, let me take the credit for myself. Even after such a hardship, right away he said, Elokim Yanesh Leim Paru, it's up to Hashem, not up to me. And then Yosef went to interpret the dream, and he said that what Hashem is planning to do, he's telling Paro, and the reason why he had two dreams is because it's going to happen very fast, and first there's going to be 7 years of plenty of food, and then there's going to be 7 years of famine with very scarce, no food. And it says that V'yitav Adova B'yayna Paro, Paro liked the dream, the interpretation, and it says, V'ayoyme Paro El Avodav, and Paro told to his servants, Hanimtsa koze ish. Did you ever see such a person? Asher ruach elokim boy. That he has the spirits of Hashem in him. And then the pasuk says that vayoyim aparo yosef achre yadi elokim oischos. I call zeis. After I see that Hashem told you exactly what's going to take place, a novoin vechochem kamoicha. There is nobody as wise and as great as you. Now we have to understand how come Paro gave over his malchus, his kingdom, like to Yosef. Like for 1 second that he saw that Yosef interpreted the dream. Like before it's brought down, the Saramashkim said, he was called a Nar Ivri Eved Asara Tavochim. And like Rashi said, it was in the laws of the Mitzrayim that you can't appoint an Eved for a king. And he was a Nar, he was an Ivri. So how come now all of a sudden Paro turned to Yosef to say that you're the Enovim V'chochem Kamoicha, and ato tiyal beisiv yal picho yisha kolami, rakakisa yagdami mecha, that you'll be the king right now, you'll be the ruler, and everything will be done because of you, just that I'll be above you for the fact that I sit on the king, on the throne, and like Rashi says, she you currently melech, they'll just call me the king, but really I'm giving over to you now the malchus, the kingdom, that you could do what you want. Like how come Paro agreed so fast? So the Alter from Kelim says that the Pshat is like the Pasuk says, "Va'yeme paro lavodov hanimtzo koze ish asher ruach elokim boy." Did I ever see such a person that's like Ruach Elokim, means the Spirit of Hashem, that he saw he was a tremendous Yirei Hashem. He saw that he feared Hashem. And if somebody really fears Hashem, B'shleimus, even a guy, even Paro could realize that and realize there's something special about this person. So because of the Yiras Shemayim that Paro saw in Yosef, that's why he saw fit to point him the king. Reb Chaim Shulevitz Tzal once said a little bit different, that the pshat is that Paro saw in Yosef that everything he was doing was like L'shem Shemayim, not for his own sake. He didn't take any credit for himself. Like right away, when Paro started to tell Yosef that he had a dream, even before he told Yosef the dream, right away, what did Paro say? What did Yosef say? Vayan Yosef es Paro lemor, bilodoy, you should know it's not mine. Elokim yaneh shleim Paro, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to tell me the answer. Like Rashi says, Bolodar, we said, Eina chochma mishali. Right away, Yosef told him, it's not my chochma. I'm not taking the credit for it. And really, he asked the question, like, Paro was in the middle of talking to Yosef. He just started to tell Yosef, I dreamt, but he didn't tell him yet what he dreamt. And then Paro goes on to say what the dream was. So how come in the middle of Paro's talking, right away, Yosef had to jump up? And it says a lashon of Vayan Yosef. And when it says lashon of Vayan, it means lashon of Aramas HaKoil. He shouted out to tell Paro right away, Bilodoy, it's not me. For what purpose did he have to do it? And the pshat is, this was Yosef's midah of Bala Novom. He was a humble person. He did not take the credit for himself. Everything he did was, like L'shem Shemayim, was for the sake of Hashem. So when Paro saw this midah, that he's not doing things for his own sake, to make things better for himself, but he means the truth, that's a person that could be a melech. A melech has to look over the arm, the nation, to know what's good for them, and not what's good for himself. So when Paro saw the midah v'anova, this midah of Bilodai, that it's not me, it's Hashem, he saw the credit that doesn't come to me, he didn't want to take credit for the dream, and that's why he jumped, that as soon as Paro started to talk, right away he didn't want Paro to think as if, that I get the Yashikayach, I get the thanks, but right away Yosef jumped out at Vayan, he yelled out to tell Paro, it's not me, it doesn't come to me the credit, it goes to Hashem. Such a person Paro saw fit to make a king over Mitzrayim. And now this Reb Chaim talks about that when we do mitzvahs, when we do chesed, other mitzvahs, we're not supposed to take reward for it, like take the credit for it, like waiting to be thanked for it. But rather we do the mitzvah not for our own sake, but l'shem Hashem, l'shem Shemayim, and we don't get the credit for it. Like the Mishnah Novit says, in lomadato Torah harbe, if a person does learn a lot of Torah, is al tachsik toivli atzmecho. Don't give credit back to yourself. Ki lekoch notzorto. That's the reason why you were born for that purpose. So when we do the mitzvahs, it's not for us to take credit for it and to receive reward for it, but rather to do it for Hashem's sake. Like we say in davening, that kol mi she'oskim mitzorcha etzibra, kodesh baruch hu yishalom lehem schorim. Whoever is Isaac and does things l'shem shemayim for the tzibur, you know pays you back, you know gives you credit for it, you know gives you a thank you for it. Not from people. You're not supposed to do it for the people to thank you for it. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishalom lehem schorim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will pay you back the schar. And not from the people here just to receive reward, that you should get the credit for it. And then the pasuk says that Vayosa Paro tabato mi'ayodoi, Paro took off his ring, Vayitin oisa ayad Yosef, put it onto Yosef, Vayalbash oisa bigdeshesh, he put him on the special clothing, Vayosmer vidazov al tzavoroi, Vayakev oisa v'mekevas ha-mishneh, he gave him a ride on the special chariot of the king, Ashaloi v'yikro lufon of Avrich, V'nosan oisa na'kol aretz mitzroyim. The kids here, he appointed Yosef to be the ruler-like over the Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Like we said before, even though the Nar, Ivri, Eved, he was not able to have all this, but when Paro saw the tremendous midas of Yosef, he overlooked everything and appointed Yosef to be the ruler. Then it says that, Vayikra Paro Shem Yosef Tzofnas Paneach, Vayiten lo yes osnas bas poitifera koinoin lisha, Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. It says Yosef married osnas bas poitifera. So the pasuk says that Paro gave Yosef a new name, he called him Tzofnas Paneich. And Rashi says that means that Meforesh Hatzunas, he explained the hidden things. Like here, the dream, he was the one that uncovered the hidden things. And the pshat why Paro changed Yosef's name is, like we were saying before, that really an Eved is not allowed to be a king in Mitzrayim, so he wanted to change his name to show that he's not an Eved, but rather he's a Tzofnas Paneich, he's a special person with high spirits that can uncover the hidden, therefore he's fit to be a Mishnah Lemelech. And the same thing when it says Vayiten lo yesosnas bas potifera koyin oin liisha, that he found a good shidduch for Yosef, a choshev, a good mishpacha. Again, that people should forget that he was an eved and to give him a big yichus now. All right, a turnover. Now Rashi explained that why was his name called Tzofnas Paneach, as if to say he could uncover the hidden. So the Sfas Emes says if that was the pshat, the Lashon should have been Paneach Tzofnas, that Paneach means he uncovers, Tzofnas the hidden. Why is his name Tzofnas Paneach, the hidden uncovered? And he wants to explain that the pshat is that the midah of Yosef was the midah of Anius, the midah of Tznius. That even though he was a great person, he hid his greatness. You couldn't tell it. Like here, Befrat will talk about later that Yosef was the Mitzrayim, the Godol, the Tzaddik, and nobody knew about it. All his tzidkis was hidden from the Bnei Adam. So therefore, the pshat is the reason why he was Zeicha, to be able to have this midah of uncovering the hidden, was because he was a Tzofnas. Because he himself was hidden. Because he hid his great mindless, his greatness. That's why he was able to be a Paneach, to like uncover the hidden. So again, it's because of Tzofnas, because of his midah of Tznius, that he held in all his tzidkis. People didn't see it, couldn't realize it. Therefore, Paneach, he was able to have this madrega to uncover the hidden. Now again, about the shidduch that Paro gave him, Osnas, which was the daughter of Potiphera, Kohen Ein Leisha. Now, Koyin Ein was the pshat was, he was like the agalach there, he was an Oved Avodah Zorah, he was the head, the chief of the Avodah Zorahs. So the question is, how could Yosef marry such a shidduch, Yosef the tzaddik, how could he marry such a daughter? And really, the Bein HaBachayi brings down that the Medrash says like this, really, Osnas was not really the daughter of Potiphera, but rather she was a Yisayma, she didn't have parents, and Potiphera raised her, and therefore the Pasuk calls her Bas Potiphera. But really, Osnas was the daughter of Dinah. Really, she was the grandchild of Yaakov Avinu. That's brought down when Shechem was Mizana with Dinah, she became pregnant, and she had Osnas. That was Dinah's daughter. And the pshar, what happened was that the brothers threw her away, that since she was Mizana with Shechem, they threw the daughter away. And Yaakov, before he let her go away, he put a kemei, he put a sign, a chain around her neck, like a necklace, and on it was written, B'lashon HaKodesh, her name. And then she was thrown down to Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim, nobody understood what that necklace meant, what the words were saying. Until finally now, when Yosef was looking for a shidduch, and they brought in front of him all the girls, and he saw Osnas, he saw this Lashon HaKodesh on it, and he saw that it said that Kol HaMadbik B'cho is Madbik B'Zara Shoyakov. That's what it said on the necklace. That whoever lives with you is living with the child of Yaakov. So when Yosef saw this, he saw that she was a Bas Yaakov Avinu, therefore he married her. Then Pasuk Nun it says, Uli Yosef Yulat Shnevonim, Yosef had two sons, Beterem Tovish Nasarov, before it came the beginning of the famine, Asha Yoda Lo Yosnas Bas Potiphera Kainoin. And from here the Gemara dashins that when B'mokam Tsar, when there's a famine on the world, it's also B'tashma Shamita. You're not allowed to be with your wife. Therefore the Pasuk says, B'terem Tovish Nasarov, before it came the hunger years, that's when Yosef had his two children. And the Pasuk says, Vayikra Yosef Hashem HaBechor Menashe, Yosef called the Bechor Menashe. Why? Ki Nashani Elokim Es Kol Amoli. Hashem made me forget all my problems. V'yeis Kol Beis Ovi, and my father's house. Then it says, V'yeis Shem Hasheni Kore Ephraim, his second son he called Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Elokim B'Yeretzoni. That Hashem gave me plenty in this, in the land of misery. So the name of the second son, we could understand, he's like praising Hashem, Ki Ephrani Elokim B'Yeretzoni, even though here I'm lost in Mitzrayim, but a land of Tuma, still Ki Ephrani Elokim. Hashem gave me plenty, Hashem has given me a lot. But what's the pshat in the first son of the Bechori called Menashe? Why? Ki Nisharni Elokim, Hashem made me forget. Es Kol Amoli, all my problems, okay, V'es Kol Beis Ovi, my father's house, like what's so nice about that, what's so good about that, that you're forgetting about your Beis Ovi? The Chura person has to remember his Beis Ovi, his father's house, especially here Yosef, he's lost in Mitzrayim, he has to remember Yaakov. So what's the pshat that I'm naming my son that Hashem made me forget as called Beis Ovi? And really the pshat could be is that the Mefarshim really asked the question, like now that Yosef became the Mishneh LeMelech, the second in charge of Mitzrayim, Yosef knew he had a father, Yaakov, and Yosef knew that his father is in tzar, a lot of pain. He knew that his father loved him. How come right away Yosef didn't send a letter to his father to say right away, Ani Yosef, I'm alive, come visit me? How come he didn't go to him? Agav, some want to say that pshat is that Yosef thought he'll lose rather than gaining. If his father will receive a letter from his son Yosef saying, I'm the king of Mitzrayim, you know what his father would think? Hoi vei. My son became the king of Mitzrayim, as if to say, if you'd hear now that your son became the prime minister in the Russia, you'd faint. So Mele was better off that Yosef did not tell his father what was going on with him. However, other Mefarshim learned that the Pshat is really, this was part of the Gzeru of Hashem, this was part of the Chalom, the dream that Yosef had, that his father, his brothers are going to come to him, Mishtachaveh, to come down to him. So since this was part of the Chalom, it was like Min HaShemayim, that Yosef like was told from Hashem, he has to right now forget about his parents, about his father at least, and wait until the Chalom will become true. So therefore, that's what Yosef is saying. Like he's explaining, he's answering himself. You know why I'm not going to my father right now? Ki Nashani Elokim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that is making me forget. He has called Amolav, he has called Beis Ovi. Hashem is the one that's making me forget right now for the while about my father until it'll come the Kiyum of the Chalom. Then the Chumash says that it took place that first they had 7 years of plenty of food, and then after Revi, the Pasuk says, V'atichleno sheva shnei ha-sovom, it ended the 7 years of plenty. Then it says, V'atichleno sheva shnei ha-rov. Then it started the 7 years of famine. And the Pasuk says, Nunhei Vatirav Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Everybody in Mitzrayim was like hungry. Vayitzakom El Paro Lalochim. And they cried out to Paro, give us some bread. Vayoyme Paro Lachol Mitzrayim. And Paro answered to all the Mitzrayim, Luchu El Yosef, go to Yosef, Asher Yoyma Lachem Tasu. Whatever Yosef tells you, that's what you have to do. And Rashi explains like this, that really what happened was all the tfuah, all the grain of the Mitzrayim rotted away. And Rashi brings down that what does it mean? Asher yom lechem tasa, whatever Yosef tells you to do, you should do. Lefi shehoya Yosef oyim lechem shiyemaylu, that Yosef was going around telling all the Mitzrayim, if you want to have food, first have a bris mila. In other words, like become a ger, become a Jew. Lukeshebo waits a paro. When they came to Paro v'yomim, they said, kachu oyim lechem. They came to complain to Paro. Look at this person, Yosef. He wants to make us have a bris mila. Is Omalahem, the Lomalite Savartem Bor? So Paro asked them, if so, why didn't you yourself store up the food? You knew there was going to be a famine. So it says, Omalai, they answered back, Osafno Harbe Vir Kivu, because we stored up plenty, but it all rotted away. Is Omalahem, so Paro said back to them, in came if so, Kola Shayemalahem Tasu, Kola Shayemalahem Tasu, whatever Yosef tells you, do. Hare Gozer Allah Tur Vir Kivu. You see, he made exera a decree that your grain should rot away. Mayim yigzor aleinu v'nomus. What's going to be if it's going to make a decree that we should die? Therefore, we have no choice and we have to listen to Yosef, and everybody has to have a bris milah. Some of Rashi say the pshat was the Mitzrayim were afraid, like it happened with Shimon and Levi, that they told the ear of Shechem to make a bris milah, and on the third day when they were all weak, they came and killed them all out. So the Mitzrayim were afraid that Yosef also would kill us out on the third day. So to this, Paro answered back and said, don't worry, if Yosef wanted to kill you, he doesn't have to make you make the bris milah and kill you on the third day. The same way Yosef made a decree that the tefuah, your grain, should rot away, the same way he can make a decree that you would die. He doesn't have to make you make a bris milah in order to be able to kill you. So therefore, Yosef has a reason why he wants you to have the bris milah, and you have no choice but you have to listen to him. But the question is, why did Yosef want him to have a bris milah? So the Al-Sheikh explains like this. The Al-Sheikh says that the rov is nigzer upon a person because of the mazel. And the Zayin Porus that he saw on the Chaloyim, that was because Neged is Zayin Koich Veleches. Now, if somebody has a milah, that's Lamala Mimazel. Therefore, by Klai Yisrael, there's no mazel, like the Gemara in Shabbos says. So therefore, Yosef wanted him to have a bris milah to take away their mazel, the beard klola, and therefore maybe that would take away the rav, and that would take away the femin. In the Tiferes Yonason, it says pshat, that like the Gemara in Saita says, that Habu'al Zoyno, L'Soyv Bo L'Kiko Lechem. That means if somebody has a lot of znus, it's going to make him become very poor. He'll have to come on to ask other people for bread. So we know the Mitzrayim, they were shtufei zima, they had a lot of znus. Therefore, Yosef made a gezerah the Shabbat bris milah in order to take away the koyach of their taiva, in order maybe also the femin would go away. The Yaris Dvash learns the pshat is that Yosef knew that Klai Yisrael of Eshtia is going to have to go into Golas Mitzrayim. So Yosef wanted the Mitzrayim now to be used to this mitzvah of milah, today that later when Klai Yisrael goes into Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim will not stop the Jews from making a bris milah. Like they'll be used to making a bris milah. Therefore they won't stop the Jews from making the bris milah. And Machlal, some of us learned, that's the reason why now Yosef was so nice to the Mitzrayim. Like the Pasuk says, he was the mashbir, he was mefarnes them, he took care of them, he really looked after them. And the reason why Yosef was so nice to the Mitzrayim and helped them out so much was all for this purpose, that he knew eventually Klai Yisrael was going to have to go down to Mitzrayim, so he wanted that the Mitzrayim should be nice back to Klai Yisrael and not work with them too hard. But even so, like the Pesukim say later on, that Paro forgot about Yosef, they weren't Makitoiv, they did not do anything good back to Klai Yisrael for the sake of Yosef. Then in Perek Membeis, it starts off that Vayar Yaakov ki yesheva b'mitzroyim, that Yaakov saw there was food in Mitzroyim, v'yem Yaakov levonav loma tisru. Like, why should everybody look at us? And Rashi brings down that, what does it mean, ro, vayar Yaakov, what does it mean he saw? It should have been behechen ro, where did he see? He didn't see, he only heard. So Rashi says it was a ksas nevuah here, that is ro, b'yasparaktuyo, shalkodesh, shadayin yeshla sheva b'mitzroyim. There's still some hope in Mitzrayim, that even though he didn't know exactly what the Nevuah was, but this was a Ksas Nevuah, that like the Yosef was still alive in Mitzrayim. And on the end of the Pasuk of Lomet Yisro, really the Gemara in Tainas Darshins, that really Omalehem Yaakov Labonov, Al Tiru Atzmechem Kishatem Sveim. Don't let like the nations, the people around us, see the way we're still satisfied. In other words, really Yaakov still has food. But he didn't want Leibifnei Esav, Leibifnei Yishmael. He didn't want like the goyim around them should have kinnish, should be jealous of Yaakov. So therefore he told his sons, like, go down to Mitzrayim now, play the game to buy some food. And really from here, the Gemara Darshins, Alochas brought down, that Bashat is a tiny tzibur going on, everybody's fasting. If you have some reason that you're allowed to eat, you don't have to fast. But I call upon him in front of the other people, you should not eat. Like, don't make the other people jealous, like, don't give the other people tsar that you're eating and they're not eating. Like, you see this midah from Yaakov here, even though he had what to eat, he didn't want the other people to be jealous of him, as if to say, I have and you don't have. Then it says that, Vayerdu Acha Yosef Hasoro, the 10 brothers of Yosef went down, Lishbor Bor Mimitroyim, to buy the food in Mitzrayim. So it says, Lashon of Acha Yosef, it doesn't say the 10 Bnei Yaakov. So Rashi says, what does it say, Acha Yosef? It says, Malamed, Shehoyu Mischortin Bemichirosei. They already had a Charota, they felt bad that they sold him. V'nosno Libom Lisnag Imer Biachva. They had in mind now to be like a brother to Yosef. Any money that they would have to pay, they're willing to pay to free him. And then Pasuk Dalet says that V'yes binyam enache Yosef Loi sholach Yaakov esachiv Kiyoma pen yikrenu osin, that Binyamin Yaakov Avinu did not want to send because he was afraid maybe a mischief would happen to him. So Rashi brings down Uvaboyis lo yikrenu, like a mischief and an osin could happen min hashamayim, even in the house also. So why was Yaakov afraid to send him? So Rashi brings down from the Medrash that Omer Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Mikan shehasoton mikatrein b'shas asakona. When a person is in danger, you're going through a dangerous road, you're on a road, there it's more likely for the sotan to be mikatrein, to make a mischief happen. So therefore he was afraid not to send them on the road, to send them away, that an osan should not happen. Then Pasuk Vov, v'yosef hu ha-shalit al-oretz, Yosef, he was the governor over the land, hu ha-mashpir l'chol ha-moretz. He was the one that sold the grain to all the people. Then it says, "Vayovoyu acha Yosef yishtachvu lo yapayim ortzum." And the brothers bowed down to Yosef. And right away, the next pasuk says that "Vayar Yosef es ochov vayakirim." Yosef saw his brothers and recognized them. And right away, "Vayisnaker alein madavritam koshes." He changed his mood right away, and he spoke to them very harsh. "Vayomer aleihem." Mayayim Bosem, where are you coming from? Vayomu Meretz Kenan Lish Baroichel. They answered back, we're coming from Meretz Kenan, plus that we came to buy food. And again the Pasuk says that Vayakir Yosef es Echov Fihem Loikiru, that Yosef recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Shirashi explains, how did Yosef recognize them? Lefi Shenichom Chasum Ezokin, because when he left, they already had beards. Because when Yosef left them, he was so young, he didn't have a beard yet. Now Yosef had a beard already, so therefore they did not recognize Yosef. And then Rashi brings down for the Medrash Agoda that says that Vayaki Yosef Esechov means Kishenimsru Biyodoi Hikur Shem Echov Vericham Aleihem. Like now when the brothers are given over to the hands of Yosef, V'richam aleihem, he had rachmonis, he had mercy upon them. But v'heim loy kiru means that kishenofa biyodom, when Yosef fell into the hands of his brother, linik bayachva, they did not show brothership, they did not show mercy upon Yosef. So who the second shot is better, because really it's a kasha, why does the pasuk repeat itself? It already said one time in pasuk Zion that vayar Yosef es echov vayakirim, that he recognized his brothers. So why isn't Pasuk Ches repeated again, Vayakir Yosef Esechov? Why does it repeat itself again? So this Medrash is good. But the second Pasuk is saying that Yosef recognized them means he had Rachmanis on them now. He has mercy upon them, even though they did not have upon him. Now in the Sefer Teres Chaim, he asked the Kash really on the Gemara and Ksubis, like, how come Yosef recognized them? It says that when they left, they had a beard. Really, we know Yaakov Avinu had all his 12 shvatim kamat in 7 years that he's working by Lavan. So it comes out that Yisachar and Zvulun wasn't too much older than Yosef, maybe a year older than him. So if so, when Yosef left, just like Yosef didn't have a beard, Luhurhuadin, Zvulun, and Yisachar also didn't have a beard. So how come Yosef recognized them and they didn't recognize Yosef? See, wants to answer, the main thing the Gemara means to say is that they did not recognize Yosef because Yosef left without a beard, and now he had a beard, therefore they couldn't recognize him. Mashenkin, the fact that Yosef recognized his brothers, really the Medrash says, and that's the pshat, that Yosef was the, Yosef hu ha-shalit, he was the governor over the land, and hu ha-mashbir l'chol ha-moritz, he made special laws, Yosef, about giving out the food, that everybody has to come in front of him. And also, whoever wants to get food has to write down his name and his father's name. So really, when Yosef got a list of all the people coming in by the names and the father's names, he saw a whole list of Reuven ben Yaakov, Shimon ben Yaakov, Levi ben Yaakov. So he automatically knew that these were his brothers. Another question they ask is that how come the brothers didn't recognize Yosef? Rashi wrote down before that Yosef had the same biyukin as his father, that Yosef looked just like Yaakov Avinu. So the same way they knew how their father looked, how come they didn't recognize Yosef by seeing him look the same way his father looked? They want to answer that he looked the same way his father meant, that he now, let's say, is 33 years old. So the same way Yaakov Avinu looked at 33, that's the way Yosef now looked also at 33. So the pshat is the brothers didn't recognize the father. They didn't know the father yet. Yaakov first gave birth to them when he was like 80 already, in his 80s. So therefore the brothers also did not know how the father looked when he was 33. Therefore they're not able to recognize Yosef now. Now when Rashi's pshat, when he brings out from the Medrash, that it says that Vayakir Yosef, in the second pasuk, what it means to say is that Yosef is Verichem Aleim. Yosef had Rachmonis, had mercy upon his brothers. Now the question is, in these psukim, we don't see him having any Rachmonis right now. Just the opposite. The pasuk says, Vayidav Aritam Koshas. He spoke very harsh to his brothers. He made himself like a stranger, and he spoke very rough to them. And right away, he starts saying that Vayom Relov, he said to them, Raglamatem, your spies, Lira says, Ervatsorat Bosem, you come to look over the land. And the whole machlekes here, they answered back, Lo yadoni babadecho, bo lishbarecho, we're only coming to buy food. And they start to say, Chlona b'nei yeshechod. Then Yosef said, no, you are spies. So where do we see here that Yosef had rachmonis upon his brothers? So in the Sefer Kedusha Salevi, he wants to explain like this. Like really, the pasuk right away says that, Vayizkor Yosef es achalimus, that Yosef remembered his dreams, as shecholam lehem. In other words, now it's coming true, the first dream that the brothers came down to Mitzrayim and they have to buy food, and they came down, they bowed down to Yosef. So really, what Yosef should have done now to take real nekama, Adarab, he should have told him, you should know, I'm Yosef. He should have right now told them, I'm your brother Yosef. Look, that the dreams are true. But Yosef had rachmonis upon his brothers, and he didn't want to put them to shame right now. He didn't want to give them this big embarrassment to show them right now when they're bowing down that the dreams are true. So therefore, Yosef, because he had rachmonis on them, because he had mercy upon them, not to embarrass them, not to give them this tremendous pain, therefore it's vayisnaker aleihem v'yadabritam koshes. That's why right now we talk to them harsh. But it's only because really he loved them, because he had this achva, he had this rachmonis upon them. Reb Chaim Sholevitz Tzal wants to explain a little bit differently, and that this shows here really the midah of shleimus of Yosef HaTzadik. That b'chlal, we know Yosef was called Yisoid Olam. Yosef was a tremendous tzaddik, that he held back his tithes. Like the parsha before, last week's parsha, with Eshes Potiphara, the way she wanted to live with him, and Mamish, she was a tremendous tithe he also had, and he was able to be mezgabra to hold himself back. In other words, even though his tithe, his desires told him to do one way, he was able to be a shalat, to be a ruler over his tithes. And he did what a seichel told him. Seichel told him, it's not right, don't do it, and he stopped it. Now here also, Yosef had a tremendous amount of gevura over his midas. That really now, when Yosef saw his dream is coming true, what should have entered his mind is now to take nekama. That's the first thing that enters your mind. Here my brothers were laughing at the dreams that I had. They thought it's sheker, it's false, and they sold me, they did such bad things to me. And now when the dreams would come true, Yosef should have thought right now to take nekama. You see, I'm right, the midah of nekama, of taking revenge, should have been in him. That's what the Medrash means to say, that whatever Yosef is doing from now on, until eventually he's going to tell them, Ani Yosef, is only for their sake, to make them do tshuva shleima. Like they weren't at the Madregi yet, they were doing tshuva shleima, really feeling bad for all the averas they did so far of selling Yosef. But Yosef's kavona, his intentions now, of giving the brothers a hard time, was not at all for the sake of nekama. That's what the Medrash is saying. He showed achva and verichem aleim. He had rachmonos, he had mercy upon them. What type of mercy? That what he's doing now was for their own sake. In order to be machs to them, that they should come to the matzav to do tshuva shleima, therefore he still had to go through these last few acts until he'll be able to be megalo to tell them who he was. And then the pasuk says that vayomer aleihem meraglim atem. Yosef called them Meraglim, Leroy Seservasaras Bosim. They're coming to look over the land. They are spies and they're coming to look over the land. So Rashi says Ervasaras means Giloaretz Mehechani Nechli Kovish. Where is it easy to capture the land? In other words, there are two different things here. First of all, Meraglim means they are spies, means they want to find out about the army, how they go to fight. Secondly, Lira Seserva Soretz means when we want to know where is an easy land to conquer? Where is it easy to make the ambush? So really, there are two different inyanim here. And the brothers answered back and said, "Lo yadini avdecho bolish baroicho. No, we just came to buy food. Kulanu b'nei yishechad nochnu. We're all the children of one father. Keinem anachnu lo yhoyu avdecho meraglim. No, it's not true. We're not meraglim." The question is, how does this answer the question by saying, "Kulanu b'nei yishechad nochnu"? What does that help to make you not called meraglim? And the pshat is that one of the reasons why Yosef said they were meraglim was he questioned them that how come all 10 of you came in at 10 different gates. That's the way meraglim spies come in to look all over the land. So they answered back, no, the reason why we came in 10 different shorim, 10 different gates, was because really we're all brothers. And our father told us that when we come into Mitzrayim that there should not be an ayin hara upon us, that we should all go in separate gates. So that's where they answer back, that since we're all b'nei yesh echad nachnu, there's no question why we came in at different gates. But still it didn't help that Yosef still said, meraglim atem. The Farshim speak out the reason why Yosef had this time of meraglim was because he did not want the brothers to go investigate too much about the shalat, about the governor, about what's going on, because he was afraid then they'll find out who he is, that he was Yosef. So therefore, right away he put them, like, on the side. They have to defense themselves and not to go ask questions, who is the governor and what's going on here, until finally they'll be able to find out who and where Yosef is. So finally Yosef told them that you're going to have to bring down your younger brother to me, and he says that I'm going to put, let's wait 3 days. And then Yosef said on the third day that if it's true what you're saying, yes, of the base mishmarchem, I'm going to put away. One brother will stay here in prison, and all you go home, and come back then with your younger brother, and then I'll let you all go home. And then Pasach Chafalev, the brother said, Vayoymru ish el ochiv. Avol Hashemim anachnu, alochinu asherinu tzoras nafshoi bizcharano yelenu v'loshemonu, alkein bo yelenu hatzora hazois. In other words, the brothers now are saying Avol Hashemim means that we are guilty concerning our brothers, that we saw the distress of his soul, and we didn't take care of him, we didn't hear to him. And therefore, alkein bo yelenu hatzora hazois. Therefore, this distress is coming upon us. And then the Pasuk says that Vayan Ruven Oisam Lemur, and Ruven answered them saying, Halo Yomart Yalechem, didn't I tell you Lemur, Al Techtu Vayelad, don't like sin against the child. Vulay Shematem, you didn't listen to me, Vigam Doma Hine Nidrash. Like we're responsible for his blood. And Rashi brings down that Vigam Doma means Essen, Vigam Ribuyim Doma, Vigam Dama Zokin. We're also responsible for our father that he had so much pain all these years. So really now is the first time the brothers really have charoto and are really admitting that they did something wrong. Avol Hashemim anachnu, like we are guilty for what we did to our brothers. The question is, Mefarshim asked, like how come now they woke up? It's been 22 years now that they saw their father in pain all this time, and all this time they didn't wake up. They didn't feel they did something wrong. And really, like Chazal Darshan, it says before that Vayomer Aleihem Nelchu Doisono. And Chazal Darshin sheyoshvu b'din ladoinu imamachuyiv misor eloi, that the brothers sat down to paskenos a shayla din Torah, is Yosef mechuyiv misor not? And it says ukeshagomru as dinu lemisa, and after they paskenos the shayla al pidin that Yosef was mechuyiv misa, the pasuk says vayeshvu lechol lechem, they went to eat bread, and because that's aloch in the Gemara Sanhedrin says that when Bezdin is paskening the shayla of misa, they're not supposed to eat that day. But after they finished the psak, then they were allowed to eat. So really, when the brothers were gozer upon Yosef to kill him, it was a psak din, and really at the Medrash, the Torah of the Rebbe Lezit says, and Rashi brings down, that they made a cherim, that nobody's allowed to tell the father exactly what happened. And it says, the even mishtatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the cherim, that's why nobody for the last 22 years has told Yaakov exactly what happened. So really, as far as the brothers were concerned, up until now, they still felt that they did the right thing. So the question is, how come now, all of a sudden, when they got into a little trouble here with Yosef, that saying they're meraglim, how come now they woke up and now they did tshuva, now they agreed they were guilty, they did something wrong? And we once spoke out before in last parsha, what the B'chayim Shalevet HaSal explained, the inyan of when Hashem gives a punishment of the midah keneged midah. But really, the Rashbam over here in this pasuk of Hatzor Hazoi says that Mida Keneged Mida, that Anachnu Heshlachnu Bebor, we threw Yosef into the Bor, Vini Anachnu Nesorim Bebor Ashvi, and now we are being put into prison. So now this punishment that one of the brothers were put into prison, this is a Mida Keneged Mida, now they realize what they did was wrong. In other words, when Hashem, we spoke out, gives the punishment always is Mida Keneged Mida. The same way what you did, that's the way you get your punishment back. And the purpose is that we're supposed to learn out from the punishment what we did wrong. So now that they saw they were getting punished, now's the first time they really realized that they were that they did something wrong. And the Kli Yaakov, now the Kli Yaakov explains, really they did two things wrong. And that's why we need two psukim here. The first pasuk says, Avol Hashem Anachnu Malachinu Asherinu Tzaras Nafshei, that we saw the way our brother had such distress, and we didn't have any rachmanis, any mercy upon him. That's what we did wrong. In other words, they still held maybe the chiyuv misa, he was mechuyuv misa, but they felt they didn't act nice to him. That's why the tzara, that's why now this Yosef, he's complaining that we're meraglim, and really we know we're not, he's not listening to us. So when they saw that they were acting back to him harshly, they realized they acted not nice to the brothers. Then Reuven said, the second passage says, V'yan Reuven asum lemar, lo yamati lechem lemar, atechto b'yal, lo shematim gam domi hina nidrash, means that Reuven tying it back, not only are we wrong, that we didn't act nice to Yosef, but the second thing is he didn't deserve to be killed either. And that's why now Yosef is saying that if we don't come back with our younger brother, we'll be killed. That's the second thing we learn out from this Mida Keneged Mida. That he's treating us very harshly now and he wants to kill us. That the two things we did wrong to our brother, we treated him harshly and we also wanted to kill him. For both things, we have to do true for both things we did wrong. And that's this Mida Keneged. Pashas Miketz, the first pasuk, Vayihi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim, and it was at the end of